Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Mike Florio with Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Let's talk some NFL with Mike Florio on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. You can find Mike on Twitter at ProFootballTalk, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Mike, we're good, man. Thank you so much for joining us. We've been talking a little bit about the quarterback class and how there's always someone who rises because people get desperate. What's going on with Drake May, though?
Well, what's happening with Drake May, and this is one of the realities of legalized betting on topics that are completely unrelated to performance on the field, because there's always a possibility someone knows things and that inside information then gets misused for betting purposes. So DraftKings has taken May off the board as to any specific bets linking him to a team. But you can still bet on him going second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever. He's the overwhelming favorite to go fifth, which implies the Chargers will trade down with someone. But you can't bet on the someone he may end up with. And the concern, as I understand it, is you get a lot of volatility in the market and the sports book becomes exposed if someone does have inside information and load up at favorable odds that he's going to go to a specific team. They just said, timeout. No team-specific bets, although they still are taking action on the number, the slot that he'll go in. So it's strange, but there has to be some reason that any sports book would turn off the faucet of cash that otherwise flows in, because the house always wins, except when they're afraid they're going to lose. And when they're afraid they're going to lose, that's when they shut off the cash.
Draft coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. With all of these mentions of the legal sports betting ramifications, what have been the shockwaves through the NFL with the announcement that the NBA, Adam Silver, has banned Jonte Porter permanently with no chance of reinstatement for the betting, the prop bet fixing, we'll call it what it is, that was going on? What does this mean for the NFL and whatever guardrails have to be in place there?
Well, and apparently there was more than just betting on prop bets. I saw a report that he bet on the Raptors to lose at least once. So this is cardinal sin type stuff. That's what Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, called it before this announcement came today. And look, the prop bets are problematic. The NCAA has called for all states with legalized betting to get rid of prop bets. A few states already have. The thing about the prop bet is, you know, one individual player, especially in football, how much can you affect the outcome of a game? Not a whole lot directly, but you can affect your own prop bets. If you're a running back and you've got yardage and reception and touchdown over unders, and you just are injured on the first drive and you can't continue, all the unders hit. So that's the problem with the prop bet. The other problem with the prop bet too, and I've seen this concern raised as it relates to college athletes, you get a bunch of guys who are constantly harangued and hassled because they're not hitting their overs. How dare you not hit the over? You're my basis for my bet. I need you to get 20.5 points or more. How dare you not do it? So I just think it's too individualized and it's too problematic and it's too tempting for guys to, you know, be involved in whatever scam might come up for them to make a little extra money by, you know, being injured or sick early in a game.
Mike, a little bit of a different discussion when it comes to my question, but it's about the Bears. And they're being applauded today for hiring Ted Cruz as a special advisor to the president and CEO. And he's also the chief administrative officer. That was the title they gave. But Cruz has a positive reputation in the league. What do you know about him, and what do you think this means for the team?
Well, when you say Ted Cruz, I think of the senator from Texas.
Not so, Ted Cruz, no.
So
not that Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz from the Chiefs?
Yes.
Is that who you're talking
yes.
about?
Yes, yes.
Holy crap.
Oh, good. You like this.
I'm stunned because Ted Cruz has been a longtime member of the PR staff with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he is a great guy. He is excellent. And, you know, we see this from time to time where someone from PR, by virtue of being in that job and in the proximity of things that happen in the football operation and the business side, and look, he's been right there with one of the great teams in the NFL the past 5 years. I think that that's great. I love Ted. It's funny. You say Ted Cruz, and I never thought of Ted Cruz as a football guy, but he could be, and he wouldn't be the first one to cross over from PR into doing special things. So I think that's great for the Bears. I love Ted. I had no idea. Yeah, that's news to me, as Jerry Jones would say.
Yeah, the official title special advisor, but I would think that he would have a hand in some sort of PR strategy for the team.
Considering some of the changes.
Of stuff. Advisor, you advise on all sorts of stuff. You advise on all sorts of stuff, just like Lloyd Braun to Mayor Dinkins, big advisor.
Mike, since we're kind of talking about politics, what's up with your mans, Aaron Rodgers?
God, where can we start? I don't know. And the podcast that he was on last week, where he had some all-time great over-the-top conspiracy theory stuff. And the thing about Rodgers, you know, everything can't be a conspiracy theory. It's impossible for everything to be something out of the X-Files. And that's not what it seems. And there's lizard people, or there's this, or there's that. It can't all be a conspiracy. And his approach is, I believe, based upon everything I've ever heard him say, is nothing is what it seems. And there's always a conspiracy hiding behind it. And my experience is, it's just too hard to hold a conspiracy together. It takes a high degree of competence to hold a conspiracy together. And I think that he just assumes everything is BS. And if he's right once or twice in his lifetime, then he can thump his chest and claim that he was, you know, right all along. But there's some other stuff too. There's some stuff from a podcast a few months ago that had gone largely overlooked about HIV being created by the government. I mean, just weird.
He said created
stuff.
by Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, weird stuff. And I hope he doesn't get involved in politics when he retires. But I think this whole thing with RFK Jr. from a few weeks ago, the quid pro quo was it gave RFK's candidacy a little bit of a boost from a PR standpoint at a time when nobody was talking about it. And I also think it makes it less jarring when Rodgers makes his inevitable pivot into politics. I just hope that it's with some fringe party and that his thoughts, if his thoughts ever become mainstream, I just say this, I hope I'm dead by then if his thoughts ever become mainstream.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But, Mike, there is a practical question as well, and we can easily say, oh, it's just Aaron Rodgers says silly things about lizard people and about governmental lab conspiracies. And I totally agree with you. I know you've invoked Hanlon's razor before, where it says, you know, never attribute to malice that which is adequately explained by stupidity. I think it's a great thing to hold close in the way you think about the world. But in a locker room, I know Woody Johnson's the owner, but if he's really going to be the most important player on a professional football team and in a locker room, at what point does it matter if he's a complete nutter?
Well, it should matter in New York. Don't we hear all the time about that rough and tumble New York media? I mean, they had treated him with kid gloves from the moment he showed up until the moment his Achilles popped. He never got asked a tough question. For example, are you a 9/11 truther? Because at one point, DeShone Kizer said, when he met Aaron Rodgers, it was the first thing he said to him. One of the first things. Do you believe 9/11 actually happened? Well, you should go read up on that. So he's never been asked any tough questions. And he's the guy who, in his last interview with the press, his last media availability of the 2023 season, went off on this rant about how it has to be all about winning and only focused on winning. Mm-hmm. And we're only going to talk about winning. And it has to be everything about winning and winning and winning. And I know it's the offseason and he's on his own time, but what other quarterback is out there spewing this kind of crap that could create distractions and divisions and issues and something that would take away from this overwhelming and overarching desire to win? So I don't get it. And I don't want to try to psychoanalyze the guy, but I mean, there's just some stuff there that I can't begin to comprehend. And I don't see how it helps the Jets in any way, shape, or form.
But can you imagine if somebody else said that in, say, a pre-draft interview? The consequence that would occur?
Well, and you wonder how long he's been this open with his views and where it all came from and how it all started. On that podcast he did most recently, he spent some time talking about when he was young, he had this intense fear of death because he thought Y2K was going to end the world. So maybe that was in some way the seeds of this, you know, constant mistrust of anything and everything that is under some official shield of governmental action or governmental policy. I don't know, but it's just a hell of a way to live. If you're constantly, you know, there's a certain amount, what, ignorance is bliss. There's a certain amount of comfort that comes from being gullible. You just live your life. If you're constantly looking for every single thing you encounter, I mean, I think I have a pretty good crap filter when someone's trying to feed me a line of BS. I don't assume everything is BS. I assume it is when there are certain things that make that filter activate and make the light start flashing in my brain that this might be BS. He just thinks everything is. It's just an exhausting way to live.
Mike, how do you think Detroit's going to handle being the home of the draft?
I think it'll be great. I think it'd be great. You know, this is the discovery of plutonium by accident that happened a decade ago when the NFL, which had the draft every year, forever at Radio City Music Hall. There was a conflict. So they said, well, the hell with you, Radio City Music Hall. We'll take it on the road. And they go to Chicago and it's great. And they go to Philadelphia and it's even better. And now it's every year, every year, every year. And every city is eventually going to get its opportunity because it's, you know, at a time of the year where you don't have to worry about weather. And I think Detroit's going to be great. And the next one will be great. And the next one will be great. And this is one of the reasons why the draft is never going away. As much as I don't like the concept of telling a 22-year-old professional, you don't get to pick where you work, you don't get to pick where you live, you don't get to pick who you work for, you're going to be drafted into this industry that has 32 distinct companies. It's never going away, because this thing that's happening next week is its own reality apart from football season. And it's amazing. It's the selling of hope, and it's completely disconnected from the playing of games. And it's that one massive thing that happens in the non-playing season that can never change and will never change as far as the NFL's around in our sports consciousness.
It's kind of cool, too, because there are clearly going to be some cities that will never get a chance to host the Super Bowl, but they'll get a chance to host the draft. So it allows a big NFL event in cities where maybe an NFL event only would happen if your team is that good.
Oh, absolutely. Pittsburgh, case in point. Every once in a while, there's noise about Pittsburgh trying to host a Super Bowl. They don't have the infrastructure to absorb the number of people that show up for Super Bowl week. Las Vegas,
and that field is trash, too.
That infrastructure. What's that?
And that field is trash.
Well, that's part of it, too. And you're running the risk of weather. And you know, they got very lucky with Super Bowl 48. Just a day later or a day or two earlier, and they would have been dealing with snow. But yeah, you can host the draft, and Pittsburgh will. They've put in an application to host it, I think, in 27 or 28. And my guess is they're going to get it. And every city eventually will host it. And that takes 3 decades, and then you start it all over again.
You could do Nashville, Tennessee. You could do Jacksonville. And I'm trying to remember some of the Super Bowl experience that we've had. And actually,
they did Nashville, right? Isn't that why everyone was really
upset? Oh, yeah, the Bachelorette party was really upset.
When we did the Super Bowl and covered the Super Bowl in Detroit, a lot of people were having fun with the easy jokes about it and about the weather. I thought they did a great job. I really did. And I thought the idea of a Super Bowl there, people found sort of strange. But when the NFL gets involved, it's whatever they want to make it.
Indianapolis was awesome, too. You know, it's part of the deal for giving public money to build a stadium. As long as it's enclosed in one of these cold weather cities, you've never heard of Indianapolis being back in the rotation, but that will continue. You'll have that new stadium. You get a Super Bowl, we'll carve it out 1 year. But the draft, every city at some point, it's coming, and it's going to be a huge deal everywhere it goes. And I think it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Mike Florio, thank you. We'll talk next week.
See you.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.